For over a week, national cable and broadcast news outlets have played short video snippets of remarks by Barack Obama's pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, continuously, leading to a drop of support for Obama in some national and regional polls. Eric Deggans is the media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. On his blog on the Times website, called The Feed, Deggans writes that after observing longer video passages of some of the Reverend Wright's speeches, he says reporters are absolutely not giving full context to the story. WMNF spoke with Deggans today. He acknowledges that the imagery of an angry black man shouting anti-American epithets has the capacity to put fear in some Americans.
For people who don't know Barack Obama at all, I think most white people's experience with black politicians and black political activists is that of sort of the angry, critical, hypercritical person. I think that image turns off a lot of people, particularly white folks who consider themselves independent or consider themselves conservative, even conservative Democrats. And Barack Obama, until now, has seemed very much not that kind of a candidate. So he was a candidate of color who was not ambiguous about his stand on race and racial oppression, but also wasn't strident and combative in the way that a traditional black politicians and civil rights activists have been. And so I think for the media, there was a sense of, you know, here's a blockbuster story. The candidate who seemed like a dream, you know, has this tie to a more traditional angry black politician. You might say every white person's nightmare. What I find disingenuous about this is that people who are reporting on Barack Obama's candidacy know that that's not his values. They know that he doesn't stand for that as a legislator. He doesn't stand for that as a candidate. He doesn't stand for that as an activist. So in a weird way, you know, trying to provide this coverage that suggests that maybe he reflects this guy's views in some substantive way in how he's going to be president, I think is really sort of off base and unfair to Obama. And then when you look at the substance of the sermons, when you look beyond the 30-second lines that were kind of snatched out of, you know, really long sermons, if you look at 5 minutes of these sermons, you get a better sense of how Reverend Wright kind of led up to the rhetoric that he was using at the end of a very powerful speech. You know, obviously people are still going to find the specifics of what he said troubling. Some people are. But it's much more understandable when you take into account the full context of at least some of these speeches.
Yeah, when we pick up on that, Eric, because on your blog on the St. Pete Times website, The Feed, you actually show some longer passages, video passages of Reverend Wright giving fuller context. I guess the problem is that CNN and Fox News and MSNBC are probably not going to air those, whether they should or not, for balance or for the fact that it's just not as sensational, and therefore we're never going to get that full picture, as it were.
Well, they don't have to air the full sermons, but they have to reflect in their reporting that there's more to these sermons than these sound bites that they've snatched out. And that's what's the problem. You had some initial reporting. ABC News did a story, and I think Fox News may have done a story, where they went through DVDs of Reverend Wright's sermons, and they found these incendiary remarks. And they really are, you know, even some of them are even shorter than 30 seconds. They're very quick lines and sound bites, and they're presented without very much context. And they lead you to believe that his whole sermon is like that. They're TV reporters. They're used to taking huge stories and condensing them to one-minute packages or two-minute packages. They can figure out how to be fair to Reverend Wright and still communicate the things that he said that may trouble some people, but put them in context so people understand why he said what he said and how he said what he said. I mean, you know, ABC News' initial report made it sound as if Reverend Wright made a comment about chickens coming home to roost after 9/11 himself, and he was quoting someone else who said that. And once you understand that somebody who was a U.S. ambassador used that phrase and why he used that phrase, it makes more sense that he would say it that way.
You're saying, because that clip, and I've seen that and taken that actually off that YouTube, whatever we've seen it on, where Reverend Wright is fulminating about America, what they've done to Nagasaki and the like, and then referencing again to 9/11. And then he does say at the end of the clip that we've seen, you know, chickens coming home to roost. And you're saying that actually that was not his own reflection on what happened 9/11, but quoting somebody else?
Yeah, he said during the sermon that he was quoting somebody. He got the first name wrong, but he was quoting somebody named Edward Peck, who was a career ambassador for the U.S., who, now the pastor says he was speaking on Fox News, and he said, you know, one of the more inflammatory statements, including the chickens coming home to roost. If you look it up online, you can see the full quote. Now, I haven't been able to find a clip on Fox News where this guy said this, but, you know, Fox News doesn't keep huge archives of all the people who've appeared on their show. So he says that he was quoting somebody else, and ABC News did not report that. They made it sound as if those were his words. So, you know, just within the story itself, that was handled badly, and it's inaccurate. He was quoting someone else. He was also making the point that America has, in retaliating against its foes, killed a lot of innocent people, and that there is a moral cost to that, and there's also a cost in terms of how world opinion.